Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The General Services Administration has verified that U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is the apparent winner of the November 3rd election. President Donald Trump, who had refused to concede the election, said Monday that he is directing his team to cooperate on the transition, but is vowing to keep up the fight. The move by the GSA clears the way for the start of transition of Trump's administration and allows Biden to coordinate with federal agencies on plans for taking over on January the 20th. International rights groups are urging Ethiopian forces to prioritize the safety of civilians in the Tigray region. Monday has a 72-hour deadline for regional forces to surrender approaches. On Sunday, Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed gave a 72-hour deadline to Tigrayan forces to surrender or face a military offensive from the central government, escalating a weeks-long conflict that has left hundreds of people dead. The United Nations said Monday that more than 30,000 people so far have fled Tigray to neighboring Sudan and echoed calls to preserve the safety of civilians. Tensions have been building in the region since September 9th, when Tigray defiantly held a regional election. And the Australian airline company Qantas says it will require international travelers in the future to prove they have been vaccinated against COVID-19 in order to fly, as another pharmaceutical company announces progress in creating a potential vaccine to fight the coronavirus. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Iranian forces continue to expand their military presence in parts of eastern Syria, a move analysts say that could undermine U.S.-led efforts in the fight against the remnants of the Islamic State terror group. Iran, a major backer of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's regime, controls parts of the eastern Deir el-Zor province, particularly areas along the border with Iraq. With the help of thousands of foreign and local militiamen, Iran's elite Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps has consolidated its hold over a large territory in Syria since the beginning of the country's civil war in 2011. The U.S. in 2019 designated the IRGC as a foreign terrorist organization for its destabilizing role in the Middle East. State authorities in Brazil announced on Monday that they have started the clinical studies for the Chinese-made CoronaVac vaccine. The study has reached the minimum number of volunteers who tested positive for COVID-19, and now they are able to check if the infected were those who received the vaccine or the placebo, which will determine its efficacy. CoronaVac is the partnership between the Sao Paulo State Institute of Biological Research and Butantan and the Chinese company Sinovac, and has been widely tested across Brazil. A day earlier, the federal government signed a letter of intent to purchase 5 COVID-19 vaccines without including the CoronaVac. A landslide in Colombia struck a bar, killing 7 people, injuring another 13. In addition to those already confirmed as dead or injured, local media reports say 15 other people may be missing. According to local authorities, the bar was operating illegally after midnight Monday when the landslide occurred. China successfully launched an unmanned spacecraft to the moon early Tuesday local time to land, gather soil and rock samples, and return them to Earth. The robotic spacecraft will seek to collect materials that can help scientists understand more about the moon's origins and formation. If successful, it will be the first mission by any nation to retrieve samples from the lunar surface since the 1970s, and the third nation after the United States and Russia to retrieve such samples. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website for much more details. That's voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.